Right. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Gemara, there's a theory in the Mishnah, the Ration is safe, the Mishnah said, Shkush L'Reichal, V'Ochal, V'Ochal, Eichon Shein Ruyin, he's Potter. So Eichel Shein Ruyin is not included in Achila. Then it turns around and says, Shlosh L'Eichel, Achon Nevela, he's Chayiv. So that was the... Zumar says, someone Farish. Agmuj Vahimid. One Teretz to Machatzi Shein, one Teretz talking about Kail. So now, Zumar wants to know why... Rabbi Yechon doesn't look Gershlakish, doesn't look Rabbi Yechon. So Mishnah Rabbi Yechon doesn't look Gershlakish. The Mukhlam is going to be a call. Rabbi Yechon is Teretz of Kail, goes according to everybody. Obviously, except for Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of Kail, because that's... Rabbi Shimon's not arguing. El Gershlakish, my dime, Lamek, Rabbi Yechon on. So I'm a lock, you're meeting this a Kail, Abisser, Abba Meil, Abisser, Abba Meil, Abisser, you don't say. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Rishlakish, Shemachi Kapadri Bishim. So now he wants to know, based on the Tzatim, how do we explain the Mishnah? Or Bishimin argues. Bishimin by Shuash Le'echal. Hakam says, Ochel Nevela. Yipadri Bishimin says, Yichayiv. So we have to figure out, according to both Pshatim, how does that work? So according to Rish Lakish, there's Chatzi Shir. So, reason why the Tanakhama holds the Chayiv is because he said Chatzi Shir. According to Rish Lakish, Bishimin hold, Bishimin Lishtasin, it says Kol Shel Malkus. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan and company that say, talking about Kail, everyone wants to know, so what does Rav Shimon hold? Oh, very good. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Kail. Rav Shimon Tamei, less is a Kail. Visanya. Rav Shimon says, Eichel Nevela, B'yam Kippur and Potter. Nevela, on Yom Kippur, you're Potter. So here we see he doesn't hold of Kail. So here we have a Shaila in the Rishonim, Shaila Rashi. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Potter mechatos leosi chorus yom kippur v'chayil al isur nevela. Oh yeah, is even chay im leinis naven beret. Afgai yom kippur kailu. So Rashi learns that what are we talking about over here? Whether the issue is yom kippur chal on either chaylev or nevela. Yom Kippur is Kailul over Chaylev and Neveila. Because Chaylev and Neveila is limited. Yom Kippur is not limited. And still, Rav Shimon says that you're a potter. So it's Mavur and Rashi that the issue is just whether Yom Kippur is Chal, meaning that Mitzad and Avela doesn't make a difference. It was Nisnavla Erev Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur, because either way, Rashi explains that there was an Isser. If it was Nisnavla Erev Yom Kippur, okay, then it was ready. It was Isser Avela. Now comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Kailul over Avela, and still we say it's not Chal. Even if it was Nisnavla on Yom Kippur. Still we say that the Isur Yom Kippur is not Chal. Why is the Isur Yom Kippur not Chal? Because even before it was Nisnavna, there was an Isur Eiv Menachai. Isur Yom Kippur cannot be Chal in Eiv Menachai, even though Yom Kippur is Kail more than Eiv Menachai. It's Kail all foods. But either way, there was an Isser that existed in this behemoth before Yom Kippur. And comes Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisvis Taisvis has a problem that Lamand Omar Behem Mechayez Lav Leivar Mimedes. That means this Eiv Mechay is only Chal afterwards. So Mela So Taisvis Chal Ishim Kippur Mechayim. I feel my name from Medes. He may support his name in a high. Call is in the veil of his name. Give us a chas. So, this is a problem like this. Rashi says that if it was the snavel on Yom Kippur, still we say Yom Kippur is not chal. Taisus has a problem. It shouldn't be that way. Why? Because Yom Kippur is not chal on Eiv Menachai. So, Taisus, the mechleg is whether Eiv Menachai. Is whether behem chaya leivarim medes or not. In other words, the shaila is whether this or even a chay chal right away. According to manyama, lav leivarim medes. So then, this yom kippur is chal before even a chay. This yom kippur is chal before even right. This yom kippur is chal before even a chay. So why are we saying in a chay for yom kippur? And even Mandomar Levar Mimedes, that Isser Eiv Menachai is Chal right away, but still, when it died, this Eiv Menachai went off. This Eiv Menachai went off, and if it died in Yom Kippur, so this Eiv Menachai went off, and now the Isser Yom Kippur and the Isser of Nevela should be Chal Vasachas. But as soon as it died, that second one died on Yom Kippur. So now there is no Israel Menachai anymore. What do we do have? What do we have? Issa Nevela and Yom Kippur. But that's Chal Vasachas. And Yom Shem doesn't hold Kailal, he's married to the Vasachas. So they have a Tais Argus in Rashi. So Taisvis. However, we could say this chay won't be teretz for Rashi because Rashi says beferish that the problem is Eiv Menachai. That's why Yom Kippur is not chal. But Taisus though, we could have a teretz and say that this remains a zevuach. This remains a zevuach. Because it says v'zevachta v'chalta. So it's lav b'omchal say, mashat ha-zeveach ha-t'oichol. V'zevachta v'chalta, mashat ha-zeveach ha-t'oichol. Ava mashiyat ha-zeveach ha-t'oichol, it's lav b'omchal say. So therefore, anything that's not shechted, there's an iser and there's a vuach. There's a kolistik iser called and there's a vuach. There's a pratistik called Eiv Menachai, there's a pratistik called Nevela. But there's a general iser called Ein Ezevuah. V'zevachta v'chalta. So Mela, even if whether or not Levarim Medes or not Levarim Medes, doesn't make a difference. Saif kol saif, it's Ein Ezevuah. The Isra say, the Lav B'machal say, that you have. And Mela, that would be a reason why Yom Kippur can't be chal. If you don't know the Kail. Now, the Ritzvah says, Ritzvah argues on this side of this in his Vuach. He has a problem with the Sugi in Nechulin. Now, if there's Nisra in a Zavuach, how can you want to say that it was Nitrafa Mitzias Ruba, Nisra Eiv Menachai, Nisra Chela, Nisra Treif, is all called together, How can be chal? This man's vuach was what? This man's vuach was chal when it was in its mother's stomach. So it's not. So that was where chal first. How could all these yisurim be chal? And this man's vuach. Therefore, the Ritva says, right? Elvadim is a vachtli asa lesser. So the vacht machal does not come and tell me an iser. It just come and tell me a heter. And you don't need it. It does not tell me an iser. Obein is a vuach. While the behem is alive, you have evim menachai. After it dies, you have Nevela, so there's no need for Torah to have a new issue called in his Zavuach. What does it mean for Zavachta Machalta? It's telling me Bolahatir is a matir. Shchita for Zavachta is a matir. It's telling you what to do in order that there shouldn't be an Isser. In order there shouldn't be an Isser of Nevela and Mechai. So the Pasuk is telling me that you need Shchita, not Nechir. Yishchid and not Nechira. But there's no Isser man as well. So we have Mechal Yushayinim whether or not is an Isser Asay of Ein Ezevuach. If you hold this, there's an Asay, then at least the dinner Rashi would be true. And then it was the snavla. Lachem Misa. This nevel won't be chal. And this man is zivuach. Now this is all assuming that the din of Enes Chalisa applies to Nisra Asay. Right? But which Taisa? That's not a Taisa of Gimel and Beis. Taisa brought two rayas that Enes Chalitza applies even to an Isra Asay. One was the raya from Tztaka, the Gemara in the Chavhei, Gemara is Mushba Vayimid, by Nesina Tztaka. The other raya was from a Kain Tame eating Shuma. A kain tame eating chuma tameya. A kain tame eating chuma tameya. Menayin a kain tame shachal chuma tameya. She ain't the bemisa. What? Yeah, a kain tame eating chuma tameya. He's not chayiv misa. She nemar meisa by chalul prat lezesh chalas by madness. He says that's Enes Chalisa, even though the Isser of eating Truma Temeya is only an Isser Asay. But I forgot now. Where's the Abraham? Remember, where's the Negev? In which region is the Negev that we have to say not like that? It was getting this type of who? This Cheshbon Taisvus. Cheshbon Taisvus. It's again somewhere to say that there is this Enzavuch, but still it's Chal. It's kind of what? There's a Rambam. Rambam holds by Zayin Zvuach, but Rambam holds still in the Chal. Okay, I forgot now what, but there was a Cheshbon that was Negea in somewhere, in someone, remember Yossi? That there was again someone to say that they hold by Zayin Zvuach, and still they hold that the Isser is not it's not Chal. I forgot now who. But Kitzer, so it's negayatos. It comes out again. I've forgotten who. That's muchach to say. What? It's muchach in someone. Okay. tell him we just said Taisa. Taisa holds the Mechlagis whether there's an Isvuach or not. Yeah? And Taisa says, if there's an Isvuach in Isvuach, then we can understand why Nevel is not Chal and Isvuach, Fear of Shimon, because Ein is Chal Isser. Yeah? It's Muchan someone, I forgot who right now, slipped my mind for a second, to say that there's an Isvuach in Isvuach and still this is not going to be Chal in it. I forgot why it's Mochach right now. I'll look it up. So therefore, it's Mochach to be able to say that the Isser, even though it's Isser and Zavuach, but still, an Isser could be Chal on this event is Zavuach. So even though there's an Isser, Venus Zavuach, there's no problem with Venus Chal Isser. I, Toys brought two Rayas. I, Toys brought two Rayas that Enis Chal Isser applies to Aseis as well. So that we can be Doich of both of the Rayas. We can be Doich of both of the Rayas. The Raya Toys is brought from Tzedakah. Right? That Lechayra is not a Raya, which we already discussed at the time, when Lent Taisvis, and that because that's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, it's a mitzvah, it's not an issus, but the Gemara's kash and mishma v'ayimid doesn't necessarily mean, what's that kash? Gemara Chafei says, Nesina Zaka, mishma v'ayimid. Okay, that's Peshit Lash and Lunas Mujva Aim means Enes Chal Isser. So, mainly see, even my mitzvah, Enes Chal Isser. But we have other Peshatim, Mujva Aim, either Shvu Chal Shvua, right? Or the Pirashi, Nizra Mitzvah, Mela, you don't see from here, Gabi Enes Chal Isser, yeah? You don't see from here, Gabi Enes Chal Isser, that it applies even to an Isser, I say. This is, so you have a shvuah being chal on a mitzvah, or a shvuah being chal and shvuah chal shvuah. So that's why it's no raya from there. Now, the chayra, the second raya, that's a bigger raya, right? By kain tamid eats truma tameya, he's potter. So you see the chayin ain't iser chal is this er kain tamid to eat. Chuma can't be chal on this a chuma because it's ready tamei anyway, he couldn't eat it. He wasn't tamei, he couldn't eat it because the chuma tamei, a kohen can't eat chuma tamei anyway. You know, it's only in a labam chalsei. So there, that's we had the Rambam. What was it? Chumas Yud? Perikir, I think it was. You showed me the other day. And if we had the Rambam, Chumas, there the Rambam says, and that look if it's better than the Lashon of the Drasha, right? What's the Gemara? What's the Lashon of the Drasha? Try to bring it down. What's that he's bringing down? Mine and Kain Tom is Shalach Chuma Temeya. Shaina Bemisa Shnem, Mesa Boy, Ki Halu. Patlazesh and Mechuleles Voy Medes. Yeah? So the Rambam takes those words. Mechuleles Voy Medes. Why have a Kain Tame that eats Chuma Temeya? Why is the Chai Misa alts the kindest Tame? Because since he's eating Chuma Temeya, and the chuma is already tame, so the chuma is mechuleles. So what's the problem with a kayin who's tame to eat kachim, to eat chuma? Yeah? That's because he's being mechaleb, he's being metame, he's eating something kaidish, that's a chil of the kedusha. But here it's already mechuleles, it's already tame. So it's not because ain't is a chal iser. Really, iser is chal. On a labo mechalase, the Ravas over there. The reason why he's not chayim misa is because it's mechuleles vaymedes, and that's what Rambam says. Rambam says because it's ready mischal. Rambam says, but really, mitzad in ischal iser, we say that an iser, and this alav, a real iser is chal on an iser asay. It's only Enis Chalis is only when they're both Isurim. But Lav B'Mechal Say has a din. Lav B'Mechal Say has a Shem Asay. it's considered an assay, right? Lapa Machal say, we say its status, its category, it's categorized as an assay, not as a lois assay. Yeah, therefore, there's no problem. It is chalaser and lapa Machal say. Again, I forgot in who we have to say this, but the Hashem, I'll get back to it. But Akbam, the rais from Taisvis are efsher litchais. Both of them are efsher litchais. Oh. Fine. Right. So now the Gemara's got a problem. Pirush Lakish, again, the Seif is talking about Mefarish. So the Firbiyachanan, Pirush Lakish, Mishkachas La Balavahain. Because you can make a shvua that you'll eat a chatzis sheir neveila. Make a shvua that you need a chatzis sheir neveila. The shvua is chal. Why me far ze rash lo yoy khol khatz shir in veil mishkach es lo nami be shvuos oy khol khatz shir in veil the lav nishbel vaslat em mitzvah hu mis only khatz shir so shvuos khal be shvuos khal this rash this thought that the issue is it's the because it's only this Rabbanim. So Shavuos Chal. Does that mean that you're going to tell the guy to eat it? You have to make the Shavuos to eat Chatzis Shir. So what does he do in Ma'isa? Even if you're Shlokish, that's only us Rabbanim. What's the difference if a guy makes a shvua to be a minister of Banan to eat bas oif b'chala? So what does he do? Does he eat it?
Feed the world with ratvas.
What? Feed the world with ratvas. I'm not willing to hear anything. So the Mishnah Melech in Mal V'loy Perek Dalet is done by Rinchus. He wants to say, according to all the Rishonim, even outside the Shavuos Chal, but Ma'aseh, we tell you not to eat it. You can't be over an Isra Banan, Bekum Basay. You can't be over an Isra Banan, Bekum Basay, to save yourself from being over on your Shavuah, B'Shev Al Ta'aseh. That's the Maskana of the Mishnah Melech, by an Isra Banan. Even though the Shavuos Chal, according to, I think about all the shinim. But still, Maisa, we tell you not to eat it. Because you being over this Rabbanah, Bekum Vasei, and that's worse than being over this Shvuah, B'Shev Al Ta'aseh, by not eating it. So, if you don't eat it, you're over your Shvuah. Aval Chathil, you try to mat the Ned, but if you can, then Maisa, you don't eat it. I guess it was still, but still that's called the fees they have to say. You mean the mice, you're not going to eat it. The mice, you're not going to kaim Yeshua. It's still called Isa. It's Isa behem behem la behem because the Shavuos Chal. I mean, last week we had Radvaz that says even if you're Yechanan, if you're the Rambam, you make a Shavuot to eat a Chatzis Shir, we'll tell you to eat the Chatzis Shir, to be Ayiv Nis Naraisa, in order not to be Ayiv Yeshua. That was the Chiddush of the Radvaz. Where's the Radvaz? Tell the guys to remember it. Parakeh Loch Aches. Parakeh Loch Aches. Okay. So Melech, for him, Kolshkein by Yisra Banan. Right? Kolshkein by Yisra Banan. So nochmal. Zlofir Shlakish, Mishkachas Labla Vehain. Guy makes a shvua to eat. Achat Yishir Nevela. The shvua is chal. It's not derech agav Lashon Rashi's mashma that the requirement of lavehain is dafka by for carbon and not for malchus, because Rashi says v'had the kaimelon ain't carbon shvua ba elon cannot the mitzi but lavehain. Rashi made a wide line. Rashi's mashma that the requirement of lavehain is only for carbon, not for malchus. Not like Taisus in Makis dafka pays, which says that even guy malchus. Zok the Gemara, Makondre Beichanan, it's not Mishkachas law, Behain, because what's the case? What's the case of Lav? Shmur Shaloyachal, Nevelois, Ushchutais. So what's the Hain of that? Shmur Shaloyachal, Nevelois, Ushchutais. Shmur Shaloyachal, Nevelois, Ushchutais, not Chal. Rashi Bishlam, Shmur Shaloyachal, Mishkachas, the Chayla, Mishmur Shaloyachal, Mishmur Shaloyachal. Elohein, Shmush Oichel Nevelas, Ushchutois, Mi Mishkachas Lo de Techel an Nevelas, Ulvato Shvus Har Sinai. It's not going to be Chal, Yim Mekailo, Levato. He actually threw the Shvus Har Sinai, we didn't know what he wanted with that. Akapan Rashi says, we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Shmur Shaloyachal, Nevelas Ushchutais, even though it's Kailol, but it's not Chal, Rashi says. In Nishbul Batos a Mitzvah, it's not Chal, Rashi says. Mi Mishkachas Lo De Teichol and Nevelas Ulevato Shmur Shal Sinai. So here, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Taisus already starts with it. And the problem is that here it's before in the Gemara that Nishbal Batal as a mitzvah, Bekailul, is not Chal. That's Gemara's Kashim. Where is the Mishkachas Lahain? So his problem is Shalmi. Shalmi says, by Shmush Lechel Matzah, Vachel Matzah, Bleel Pesach, Chayiv, Meir Shunat eat Matzah, and eats Matzah and Pesach, he's Chayiv. I can't be nishba. Can't be nishba atos a mitzvah. Guy says it makes sure he's not going to eat matzah leil Pesach. Right? Shmur's not chal. Nishba atos a mitzvah. Nishba atos a mitzvah is not chal. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Chav Zayin. So what's the Shalmi talking about? So why does Shalmi say if making shmur not eat matzah and eat matzah leil Pesach? You're even your shvua. Elamai must be because shvua shleichel matzah is kailol. It's kailol matzah lo pesach. It's called kailol matzah the whole year. So meila it's kailol. So you see that shvua is chal levat la mitzvah be kailol. So Cain, some wise argamara say that hein loy mishkachas lo. Hein loy mishkachas lo. That's the problem. So because of this problem, the Baal Amor suggests that the Bavli must argue on Yerushalmi. The Bavli must argue on Yerushalmi. And therefore he argues the Rift. The Rift brings down Yerushalmi. The Baal Amor says, no, we don't pass like Yerushalmi. Haraya. There's a Gemara in Shavuos, the Chavdala, that says that Hein Lo Mishkachas Lo, according to Yerushalmi, it's Mishkachas Lo. As they zok the Baal Amor. He's another raiser, Tananami, Chaimim Dar Mishavuos.
The mission says in the Dara. Luv Shani Naito Bishvus Mutter. Chimab in Shvush Le Esa Sukkah. Shlet the lulav, the shvur shleichel matzah.
Sounds like there's a chilah.
Hmm?
Sounds like there's a chilah.
What?
See, understand that there's a chilah.
He understands?
That there's shvur is a
chilah. What, shvur shleichel besukkah?
Yeah.
I guess so. That's a question. So the Ramban takes him to task. That that if you know you can't shlug a Yerushalmi from a Mishnah. Because the Amarayim and the Yerushalmi are Meshubah to the Mishnayas, just like the Amarayim and the Bavli are Meshubah to the Mishnayas. And the Mishnayas are the same. So Mela, you know, is overkill over here. Because if you slug up there, you're saying the Bavli doesn't hold the Yerushalmi, then you have a problem with the Yerushalmi. And then you slug up the Yerushalmi, you're not just slugging up, you're not just saying the Bavli argues the Yerushalmi, you're telling me the Yerushalmi is wrong.
Which Mishnah
is here?
Which Mishnah is
the Bavli
saying
the
Yerushalmi argues
it? Chaim Kate said, I'm a kind of sukkah shiny isa. Elamai says the Ramban, you have to mechal be in shvua shle oichal matzah and shvua shle eisha besukkah. Says Elban Durham, says the Ramban, ho gachalosh bnei adam. Mechol lechem shu matzah kari matzah. Ah, so he doesn't learn that the kailul is because it's kailul other days. He learns the kailul is that it's kailul or all matzah, not even matzah shal mitzvah. Either matzah is not lishma, or maybe even chametz matzah. Mel it's kailul. Vein sukkah stam losh bnei adam el sukkah mitzvah. When you talk about a sukkah, you don't talk about sukkah in terms of a hut. You don't refer to a hut as a sukkah. You know, technically every hut is a sukkah. Yeah? When we say sukkah, you mean something very specific called sukkah shal mitzvah. So Mela, there's no kasha from the Mishnah that says that sukkah sheni isa, that the shvuah is not chal. On the Yerushalmi that says shvuah shleichel matzah, that is chal. So that's not a kasha b'chal. Rabbi's saying
that matzah does not mean matzah
shemitzvah. That's what Rabban says. Rabban says matzah, when people refer to matzah, it could be changes. Today, I think, I don't know. You know,
it's not
but it's not true. People also call matzah, chametz matzah, call it matzah, right?
So even if he's the
mitzvah. What?
So even if he's the, according to whoever, he's not being masked, he's not mentioning the mitzvah.
He's not lehedya being mentioning the mitzvah.
So what Boaz is saying,
no, but it could be.
Say he's not going to eat
random food. That's it. Boaz's question is: what would be if he did mention it specifically?
Boaz is saying shloach matzah lel pesach.
If you say
you just said shloach matzah lel pesach, and you want to know.
You're just saying that because including
chametz and matzah,
and that's
going to. So you're including chametz
and matzah
also on lel pesach.
Yeah.
So it's by the kail. What? And a chrami.
You say
kail. Would be kail.
What's the megu?
What? It's chal and chametz. Oh, but it's not chal. It's not chal. It's ready. I mean, it's also anyway. You mean? It's also anyway. So then it's chal iser. So it won't be kail. Fine. For technically means fine. It won't be kail because it's technical reason because it's chametz. Later. Or what about Shalai Lishma? Okay, not that Shalai Lishma. What? Could be called Matzah Shalai Lishma. Okay, everybody say, I want to move. So that's why they're banned. says obviously the second kasha of the Balmar makes no sense. Obviously, by definition, you have to answer that question the way he does. Now, though, but the first question of the Balmar from our Gemara is a very serious question. From our Gemara, we see that Shavuot is not chal b'karil levatla mitzvah. Says the Ramban, and this is ready to go back to Taisus. Kosher Ritzba, yes, you have here, it's Achid Nafka Lechayla. Oh, so Ritzba gives two Chutzim. The Taisus brings out two Chutzim, sorry. That Ritzba says that the Nakamin is whether you mention the Beferish. If you Beferish mention the mitzvah, then it's not Chal B'Chayla. It's an argument when a guy says Shvur Sha'aychal Nevelo Shchuta, it's not going to be Chal because you mention the Vela. Shenke by Matzah, you didn't mention Matzah Shal Mitzvah. He didn't mention. Yeah, he said Lemichah Pesach. So he's seen him, the Kailo. I'm just noticing now. In him, you see the Kailo as other days, not other matzah, right? Because the Ritva says you didn't mention Pesach. That means that the Kailo is Pesach and other days. And since you didn't mention Pesach, Chayra, that's the Ramban, Chayra, the issue is other matters. I'm sure now. The point is, basically, again, so, we got the question, Nar Gemara. Why don't we say Kailo? Balmar says, Enechanami. Here we see Nal Yishalmi. Ritva says, Nafkamina, whether you specify the Issa or not, whether Yeshua is directly against the Issa or not, and that's the Yishalmi is talking about. You didn't go directly against the mitzvah, therefore it's Chal B'Kayil by us, you said Neveil's or Shchutis, therefore it's a problem. The Re says, Nafkamina, whether Shal Tais or Kumbase, the Hainu. This Moshe Sharim go with this Teretz, the Ban goes with this Teretz. The Nafkamina, whether or not we're talking about a Shvua Levat Lemitzes Asay, or Shvua Levat Lemitzes Lais Asay. Shvua Shaloi Eichel Matzah, so that's Sheval Taisa. That's Sheval Taisa. Because we had this standoff, right? You got a Shvua that says you know, eat the Matzah. You have a Mitzvah Tayr that says eat the Matzah. What do you do? Sheval Taisa. So that's the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says, if a guy made a Shvua not to eat matzah, and eats matzah, he's like, Shvua's chal. And the din is Shem al Taisa. Right? And the Taisa is mashma, that the Shaila is, if it's a Levat l'mitzah say, then it's chal. Levat l'mitzah say, it's not going to be chal at all. Not just that the din is going to be Sheval Taisa, but it's not Chal.
Because of Sheval Taisa.
Because. Maybe Gufa, because. The question Taisa's, yeah? Why should Sheval Taisa and Kumba say, why should that affect whether the Shavuot is Chal or not? That can tell me that either way the Shavuot is Chal, but if the Shavuot is to eat Matzah, and not the matzah, we say, okay, Shavuot Taisa, don't eat matzah. The Shavuot is the nevela, we say, Shavuot Taisa, don't eat the nevela. But so then we say, maybe, if the din is going to be, they can't make a Shavuot, because Shavuot Taisa, so then it's a Shavuot Shav. Maybe. As we saw that, we saw that Lashon Ramban. The Ramban had Lashon like that. It was Yatzel L'Shav. Since the Maisa, you can't be Mekayim Yeshua, so it was Yatzel L'Shav. Yeshua is not compelling. By matzah, yeah, there the Shua is gonna work. You're not gonna end up being a matzah because you're Shua. By nevela, there you made a Shua to eat nevela. They come to the rabbi. What should I do? He'll say you don't eat the nevela, right? So now, since bottom line, your Shua is not compelling you. The Shua is not being mechayiv to do anything, right? So that could be Shua Shav. So Mela, it's not Chal, it's Shua Shav.
So now it's between whether you're going to make a Shua Shav or whether
Fine, but it could be a Shavuot Shabbat. That's not a problem. But the question is whether the Shavuot Bittul. No, Lavahain has to be Lavahain. No, Lavahain has to be Shavuot Bittul. Lavahain has to be Shavuot Bittul. Not Shavuot. Shavuot Shabbat, then it's not Shavuot Bittul. If it's Shabbat, it's not Shavuot Bittul. That would be the Mahalach of Taisis, perhaps. Okay? Now, and this is what the Mahalach that the Ramban over here goes with as well. Now, however, says the Ramban, this is very nice when it comes to our Gemara. When it comes to our Gemara, you have this Malach. That what? That since we're talking about Levatel Bekumbase, so therefore it's not called Isa B'la Behein. Because it's Shevel Taisa. Now, question is, that's very nice. Shavuos Chavdal Amin Aleph. When we get to Shavuos Tavchav Hei, when the Gemara says by Tefillin, the Gemara says it's less of a haba. Shloiniach Tefillin. Well, they're going to Loiniach Tefillin. Right? The guy says Loiniach Tefillin. Shavuos Shavar. If you need Isa B'la'ba Loiniach Tefillin. So Gemara says you can't make it. It's less about Abba. In fact, Rabban, what do you mean? It's Isa Abba. You can say Shavuos Leinich Shem Dabar Al Raishi, and there the Shavuos Chal. So it's Isa Abba. That's one kasha, says the Rabban. So in other words, even though our Gemara becomes a Chareitz Gebin, but Chafay and Beis, what do you do? Furthermore, Chav Zayin and Aleph, we got a problem. What does it say, Chav Zayin and Aleph? The Gemara Mishnah says is. By Lakayim Lakim, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meser says that's Chal, and that's Chal B'chaymer. And what about to answer him? No, Shavuos is Isa B'Lavahein, but Shavuot Mitzvah is less of B'Lavahein. That's even doing Mitzvah Say, right? Again, Lakayim Lakim Potter. That Chayra Pashtis is doing Mitzvah Say. The Ramban is not saying it's only mitzvah say. We had the shlam, but it's only loisah say. But Pashas don't matter say. Says the Ramban, what are Chum telling you in the Maseirah? That what? It's less of Bala Behain. Why? It's Isa Bala Behain, but Kailo. Nishbel Kaim is a mitzvah. The Chum says pot. The Maseira says Chayv and Kal Chaymer. Ramban says less of Blav Hain. Why less of Blav Hain? These Blav Hain Mekayel. Zayin Fak Ramban. Nishbel Kaim is a mitzvah. I say the Chum is saying the Mishnah it's less of Blav Hain because you can't be Nishbel Vatl mitzvah. I say, but you could be Nishbel Vatl mitzvah. I say, but Kail. So therefore, it's Isa Blav Hain.
You also need a Kail earlier.
What? No. We're going to Mishnah. Rudim Masera says, Shavuos Chal L'Kayim Mitzvah, because you have a Kal L'Chayim. Yeah? Without Kail. You're going without Kail. The Chumim say, Rudim Masera, what are you talking about? You need Lavain. And that, the Masera, by why? It's Isab Lavein. Why? Because it's not Shach Lavein. You can't make it. You can't be Nishba to Vatal the Mitzvah. It's not true. You could make it. No, the fact remains you could be Nishba Vatal the Mitzvah of Kail.
Well, maybe you're saying because you don't have it both ways with Kail. You need both.
Why?
You need to be.
You don't. Why? You need what?
You need Lavein.
Again, it's even if a guy makes sure to eat matzah. Yeah? Mishnah says, if you're a Maser, you're Chayef, if you're a Potter. Chum asking Rudim Maseir, how can you tell me that Yechayev? It's less of a Bilabah. You can't make a Shua to eat matzah.
Rabban, you could, because make a Shua to eat matzah. That's what Shalom says, Yechayev. Okay? Says Rabban, so now we have a Balmor's question. On Chavdalim and Aleph, it's not a question. On Chavhe and Beis, Chavzayim and Aleph, we have a problem. B'chayr it's Isa B'la V'hein Al Yidei Koyal Nir, we're talking about Aseis. Says the Ramban, Yisoy.
that Nishba Levato Asay Bekaila Dishalmi says is Chal, but it's only Chal for Malkus, and it's not Chal for Karban. Why? Because the Gemara of Chavzayim brings a brayso, the lahar lehetiv, and has the shvur. You only chayv carbon when it's dvarishos. Memela, even if it's chal b'kailo, yeah, and then Mishav al Taisa, you don't tell you not to eat the matzah, but you know you're not chayv carbon if you eat the matzah. Why? Because lahar lehetiv. Dvarashus. You only bring carbon on a shvur, which is dvarashus. So male, even though the shvur technically the shvur is going to be chal, there'll be bayachli get malchus, but no carbon. And male says there ban legabe lavehain, legabe isa belavehain. In order to fulfill the requirement of lavehain, has to be that the lav is also chai of a carbon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says in the Mishnah that if you swear to eat matzah and you don't, you chayav a carbon. Right? So me, and they say, what do you mean, lava hain? So pshat is that in order to be chayav a carbon for the hain, you need that the lava is also subject to carbon. It has to be equal on both sides. You want to be chayav a carbon, you need lava hain of carbon. And male sins by. It's a dvarashus. It's not a dvarashus. There's no carbon. You know it's chal b'kail. That's the big side of the Ramban to answer all those Gemaras. So the male is less of laba. It's less of b'labahain because there's no carbon. Now there's going to be malchus. Is this still going to be malchus? But there's no carbon. Okay? And therefore it's not called Issa B'Lavehain. So now, bearing that in mind, so we come to our Gemara, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, my elder Rabbi Yechanan, Bishlam Alav Mishkachas Lo, Elahein Hecha Mishkachas Lo. Says the Gemara, if a guy makes a shvur shleichel in the veil of shchutis, you have to halt kapra by say. If a guy makes a shvur shleichel in the veil of shchutis, what's the din? The Gemara says, chal b'kail. Right? That's what Mishnah's talking about. But it's not shayach hain. Yeah? Because you can't make a shvur to eat in the veil of shchutis, even b'kail. Question is, but we mean lav mishkachas la. If you're in ban, lav is also not mishkachas la. Because if a guy makes a shvur shleichel in the veil of shchutis, b'kayel, so it's chal. And he's ivor, does he have to bring a carbon? If you're in ban. If a guy makes a shvur shaloi oichal matzah, yeah? So it's chal b'kayel. Says in ban, does he bring a carbon? No. Why? Because not varashus. So chayr huadin, if a guy makes a shvur, shaloi oichel neveil zeshchutis, so it's chal b'kailol, does he bring a carbon if he's over? No. Why? It's not varashus. Some kain, so what's the Gemara saying? Bishlam, la mishkachas la. Why is la mishkachas la if you're a Ramban?
Meaning it should be chal even though there's no
it's not going to be chal in carbon. You're not going to have to bring carbon.
But it should be chal.
It's chal. Of course it's Gemara says it's chal. It's chal, but chal is chal. Shvur is chal. Question is though, if you're even your shvur, you have to bring carbon. Gemara says mishkachas la. So now, when mishkachas la, is that mishkachas la, carbon or malchus? Is it possible to learn our Gemara? The Gemara says Mishkachas La means Mishkachas La Lav. Where's the Gemara say the chayav a carbon? Mishkachas la that you get malchus. Mishkachas has the chayav a malchus. It's maybe a chanami. Maybe a chanami. Maybe talking not chayav a carbon according to Ramban. By Shmosh Laich Levez the Shchutis. Nazezak davimum taka. Davimum simin nidalit. Because of this kasha, Avnum says, Al Karchach, our Gemara is handling Malchus. Our Gemara is handling Malchus. The Gemara says, Lav Mishkachas La, it means they make a Shvosh Leich Levels Shkodes, you chayib Malchus. I chayib carbon? Of course not. Because it's Dvar Shus. It's not Dvar Shus. So if that shul comes out, and yet the Gemara asks, Elohein, Hech Mishkachas La. Right? It means the Gemara is saying that the requirement of La Behein applies even to Malkus. Not like Rashi, and like Tosfos is in Malkus Chavetz. That's the Avin Luim in like three lines. That's basically what he does with this Ramban. Now, the big problem is, the Chayra, it's impossible to say this Pshat. Because already we're coming to explain the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is talking about carbon. Hash, the Mishnah is talking about carbon. Shushle Eichal, Vachal. Shushle Eichal, Vachal Nabela Shefes, Chayim. Hash is in this parak. We're talking about the Chayim means Chayim carbon. Chayim means Chayim carbon. That's the whole Mishnah talking about. The whole parak is talking about carbon. Furthermore, this is in the footnote, not Jimmy footnote, but the footnote, the son-in-law, Talmud of the Avnum, asked the Marnon Beis, which we, no one saw now anyway, that it's more than Marnon Beis, that even got a carbon, Gemara is saying that Mikhailol, it's going to be Chal, even the carbon. Okay, so he has a whole pshat, which we're not going to right now. But there's a big problem over here. So I'm bring out the problem. There's a very big problem with this Ramban. Okay? There's a big problem with this Ramban, that the Ramban that's machadish to me. The Shvush Lo Yoichal Matzah. The Yishalmi says it's Chal B'Koylo, it's only Gavim Malk, it's not only Gavim Karbin. Why? Because it's not Dvar Shos. In Kein L'Chayra, who pashed this, who adin, by Nishbel Kaim Laisa, say it's also shouldn't be Chal Carbon B'Kailo, because not Dvar Shos. So that the footnote of the ones B'Kailo, you're not saying Laisa, say. But that needs work. Why should it be B'Kailo? But Akapana, at first glance, this Ramban is super, super schwer. Because it's super schwer to say that our Gemara is talking about Malkus, like the Avnun wants to say. And Meila, Pasha Gemara is talking about carbon, and therefore, Yom Gemara and Beis for sure is talking about carbon, and therefore it's very difficult. There's a very, very big problem here with the Ramban. The Ramban holds again. The Ramban holds that the Rishalmi, it says, Shvuz Chal B'Kayil Vatal Mitzvah. But it's only got Malkus, not only got carbon, because it's not a Dvar Shus. Simkein, where Shvuz Shalaychal Veil Zeshchutis, it should also not be chal carbon, and therefore, so what's our Gemara saying? Mishlama lav, mishkach eslam. I guess it's too late. Bro, it's hurts.